From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
How did you know that you were right? Because this is a lot of, you know, this is a lot of the same message coming from smart people who are all telling you that you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, well, one is I didn't know I was right.
Is there ever a truer statement in entrepreneurship? You navigate a treacherous landscape, you stick to your plan despite all the evidence to the contrary, and at the end of it, you admit that you had no idea if your plan was going to work. That, by the way, is Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark Lawrence, founder and CEO of Spot Hero.
Spot Hero is an app that allows you to reserve a parking spot. It's a solution to the problem of driving aimlessly around looking for an open spot, which is a problem anyone who's ever driven a car has faced. So when Mark started the company, the opportunity seemed obvious. But the execution, well, that was another issue. Mark started the company in Chicago, and as he tried to grow and bring on investors, everyone was telling him the same thing. You need to grow fast.
I remember, you know, having conversations with different investors, some of my own, some that were not investors, but said that they would invest if we had more scale and we were in more cities and we needed to prove that out. And my worry was, I'm like, I don't feel like we have enough money to even do one city.
So Mark came up with a strategy that went against all these investors' advice. He decided to stay put in Chicago, the city where Spot Hero was based, and really get his business right before even trying to dip a toe elsewhere. It was a frightening, counterintuitive move, especially as competitors were popping up around the country, taking over all the cities that Spot Hero wasn't in. But what could Mark do? He had a plan, he had a logic behind it, and even though he had lots of smart people telling him he was wrong, he decided to stick to his guns. This is why I wanted to talk to Mark for this episode, because I wanted to understand how a guy like him sticks to a plan that he feels is right, even when others disagree, and even when, as he admitted, he wasn't really sure it was right in the first place. So that's what we're going to talk about on Problem Solvers today. Because the thing is, Mark did eventually expand, and he did it expertly. Spot Hero is now in 300 cities, and its one-time competitors are mostly gone.
We're the largest in our space and also the fastest growing. You know, we've raised $118 million.
How do you find the confidence to grow on your own terms? It's all coming up after the break. If your team travels often, works remotely, or has a bring your own device to work policy, it is almost impossible for them to avoid using public Wi-Fi for work. And that is a problem because if you know anything about public Wi-Fi, you know that it is unsafe. These things are a hacker's dream. So what's the solution? TunnelBear for Teams. TunnelBear for Teams is an easy-to-use Wi-Fi security app built specifically for teams that are regularly on the go. With one tap, your team can protect their devices with TunnelBear so they can stay productive and safe anywhere they decide to work. And unlike other VPNs, expensing is easy. There are no licenses to juggle or one-off invoices to manage. So, want to give it a shot? Try TunnelBear for Teams free for 7 days by signing up at tunnelbear.com/problem solvers. Again, try TunnelBear for Teams free for 7 days by signing up at tunnelbear.com/problem solvers.
And now, our next sponsor.
You want to talk about problems and how to solve them? Well, when running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and solving this is not cheap because HR manager salaries hit an average of $70,000 a year. So what do you do if you don't have that cash, but you still want to run a responsible business with the right HR expertise? You check out Bambee. That is spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, which was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. The service is month-to-month. There is no hidden fees. You can cancel at any time. So check it out. Go to bambee.com/solve right now, and you can schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/solve. Again, spelled Bambee.com/solve. All right, we're back. So before we understand how Spot Hero went from 1 to 300 cities, let's see how it went from 0 to 1. Where did Spot Hero come from? Well, it came from a guy who spent his entire life seeking out opportunity.
In the second grade, I started a perfume and cologne business that I would sell for nickels, dimes, and quarters. Kids' lunch money was subsequently shut down by the school, moved on to different things like lemonade stands. In high school, I had an online used textbook business.
You know, Mark was one of those guys. There are a lot of them in entrepreneurship. And as an adult, Mark was living in Chicago and had racked up a few thousand dollars worth of parking tickets. And that got him thinking, hey, maybe I can build a solution to this. His first idea was to do a kind of Airbnb of parking thing. Like anyone could rent out their driveway or parking lot. He started it in 2011. And after about 6 months, he got 50 spots onto his little platform. They were at homes, schools, churches, whatever. It wasn't really scaling well, but going out there and searching for parking spots did lead to a more valuable conversation. It happened with parking garages and lots who had a lot of inventory and were interested in this new way to drive business to their spaces. So eventually, Spot Hero pivoted away from the non-traditional spots and towards being an app that mostly connected drivers with available spots in parking lots and parking garages. Then the company starts growing. It gets into a local incubator called 1871, builds its team, graduates, moves into an office, starts raising money, and eventually ends up with a round of $2.5 million and a bunch of investors from Chicago and Silicon Valley. It has board meetings and structures in place, and then things start getting real.
Right at that moment, or in that kind of era, we had hundreds of different competitors. And it was one of the really like just big things was, hey, I could start this parking thing. And so every city seemed to have a new competitor. Every week there was a new competitor cropping up. And at the time, you had this kind of overarching venture capital view of it's a land grab. And if you don't grab the land, someone else will. And you will then lose and be forever shut out of everything. That was kind of the prevailing winds of the mantra at the time.
And this is where Mark starts hearing that message. Expand. It isn't enough to just stay in Chicago and develop your business. You need to be everywhere all at once right now.
I was thinking like, how the hell are we going to be able to actually execute well in the 50 markets that we're told we need to get to? And at the time, we had competitors in 50 cities, 100 cities. We were called a one-hit wonder. It really sucked. Different parking companies were like, oh, like, are you going to be around? VCs giving us extreme pressure to go to more places faster. It was really kind of tough to hold the line in my belief of we do it well in one place, and that will set us up for a foundation to scale to more.
So I asked Mark, okay, how did you even come up with this vision that was different from your investors? Because maybe it was just a land grab, right? Maybe they were correct. And Mark, who's just a guy with a startup in Chicago, very well may not have known what it would take to expand nationally. So where did he begin? How did he even start to draw the line that he'd go on to hold? And Mark said, well, it was built off of an understanding of what his competitors were up to. Because yeah, these other companies might have been able to say they were in lots of different cities.
But if you looked at them, okay, for example, Parking Panda, who we ended up buying, they had 10 locations in Boston. They had 5 locations in Philly. So nobody in Philly cares how many locations you have in Boston and vice versa. No, in DC, they don't care how many you have in Seattle. People care, can I park in my city today?
In other words, these companies may have been in lots of different cities, but they didn't have large footprints in those cities. If you're only in a handful of locations per city, you're not really that valuable to local users. The strategy seemed designed to please investors, not customers. And if you're not pleasing customers, then what's the point? Meanwhile, by staying focused on Chicago, Spot Hero was able to do something that these other companies couldn't.
We had more locations. We had density. We figured out all the operational kinks, the product things that need to be made, the relationships, all of the problems at scale when you get to phase one, phase two, phase three, all these things that come up versus just putting pins on a map.
So, okay, now Mark has to do two things. One, he has to communicate his plans to his investors. And two, he needs to come up with an expansion strategy. Because the investors are right about one thing. Spot Hero does need to expand. It can't just be a Chicago company forever. And Mark didn't want it to just be a Chicago company. The question was really timeline. So Mark needed a timeline that made sense for him and his company. Here's how he did that. First, there's the conversation with investors. Mark said that the first thing he did is step back and think about what the investors really wanted. You know, they were saying more cities, but is that what they really meant?
They would say very directly, you need to have a land grab, you need to do this, this, and this. And what they really wanted was growth rate in revenue and a path to quote unquote game over. And so I presented what I thought would be a route if we spread ourselves amongst more cities and what that growth rate was. And then also a path around if we stuck in one city, but it wasn't just like, hey, I'm only going to stay in one city out of fear, even though that's kind of how I felt. But it was a plan of like, okay, well, we're going to go to DC and we're going to battle Parking Panda, which is the strongest. And I kind of laid out the landscape. I'm like, look, we're in Chicago and we're battling a competitor here and we are beating them and we have a playbook to do so. And I want to execute that in DC next to go against Parking Panda head to head. And then after that, I want to go head to head with Best Parking in New York. So we're going to go, we're going to scale in Chicago. Then we're going to DC. Then we're going to go to New York. Then we're going to go to Boston. And then after that, we're going to hit the West Coast.
So in other words, he understood what they really wanted and then provided an alternative plan to do that. They, of course, wanted a timeline, so he gave them one. 6 months. From the time that they were having this conversation, he'd move into DC in 6 months. That felt like enough time to tighten some bolts in Chicago, optimize the work there, and then start to plan the campaign for the next territory. Was it faster than Mark would like? Yeah, it was, but he was okay with that.
I feel like if you feel so good in one market and then you go to the second, like you've waited too long.
Mark says the investors he talked to weren't super sold on this plan, but they were willing to see it through. And as he began to execute, he saw all these benefits that would help the expansion. The thing is, staying in Chicago wasn't just an act of perfecting one local market. It turned out to lay a national groundwork in really important ways.
We were the ones that figured out how to integrate with the machines and the gates. No one else was thinking about that because they were spinning 9 plates trying to figure out how do I talk to this person in New Orleans and this person in Denver and LA. And we're just like, we're in Chicago. We're bringing all these customers. We brought more customers to the garages that we were with because we had all of our marketing dollars and our marketing minds on one market versus 100. So because we're bringing more marketing, we're bringing more customers to more garages, then we get more garages and we get more spaces. And we encountered problems before anybody else. When you're bringing 5 people a day to a garage, it doesn't necessarily blow up operations or have operational issues or complexities. We were bringing 1,000 people a week to certain garages. Like, this was unprecedented. And so what this did is it forced us to build technology into the point of sale systems. And so we're still a huge leap forward than anybody else because of the tech that we've built into the point of sale systems to facilitate access, which is a targeting out of a garage. And then here's another interesting point. So all these other folks were bringing revenue to these different people or the parking companies, right, in all these different cities. We were bringing so much revenue in Chicago that we actually were the first company to rise within the higher level of these larger parking organizations.
And keep in mind, these are national parking organizations. The company he's working with in Chicago also has garages throughout the country.
It was irrelevant, the dollars that every other app was bringing, because they were spread so thin. But because we were bringing so much revenue in Chicago, the metrics that they track were moved in a way where they were like, what is going on in Chicago? And because of that, even though we weren't anywhere else, when they would extrapolate, wait, if we have Spot Hero in a DC and a New York and a Denver and a Boston and a Philly, like they want to, we should strategically discuss a rollout with them. And so we actually got the best relationships with the largest companies and attention solely because we focused in one market.
This reminds me of something Mark had discussed earlier. Remember when he pointed out that these competitors of his had many cities, but only a few locations in each city, and that that didn't really serve the customers of those cities very well? As it turns out, it didn't really serve the garage companies very well either. And they didn't care because these competitors weren't bringing much money in per garage. But by concentrating Spot Hero's firepower, the garage companies took notice because even though they were having a local win in Chicago, that had national implications. Suddenly, he had the most powerful players in the industry working with him. So when it was time to march into DC in the year 2013, Spot Hero was able to kick off with 100 locations. It put the local competition back on its heels, and it got other parking companies paying attention and wanting to work with Spot Hero too. This is the geeky parking equivalent of Daenerys marching into King's Landing with a dragon. You want to roll big.
When did you know that this was the right decision?
I don't know. Probably not for like a year. I mean, I had my inkling, but to solidly say it was probably a year.
In that year, Spot Hero dominated in DC, then dominated in New York, and arrived in San Francisco and started beating out a very crowded marketplace of similar companies there. By early 2017, Spot Hero was in 15 markets. Then it bought Parking Panda, and expansion began happening much more rapidly. And from there, Spot Hero really began to dominate this marketplace and watched its competition either die off, pivot into a new business, or be folded into Spot Hero.
Can you list off every competitor that it no longer exists that you can remember? How many were there?
Oh my God, there's so many.
He actually couldn't. He tried to find a list that they used to keep of this, but it had been so long that the file was gone. So anyway, that's more or less how we get to today. Spot Hero is the dominant player. It has raised $118 million. It just closed its Series D. It's in 300 cities, and they recently hit $500 million in total parking. This year, in 2020, they expect to hit the billion-dollar milestone. And what lessons are we to take from it? Well, I think it's this. An entrepreneur can never know for certain if they're making the right decision. But if they can justify it and build a plan, then I think they have to go out into the world and prove their thesis. You're either right or you're wrong, but you're not a fortune teller. So give yourself the best chance of success, not just based on what people tell you to do, but based on what you know. You might be right. And if you are, you will be rewarded. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.